I want to learn more about the Bible. I am encouraged by your desire to know more about the Bible. King David said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." The prophet Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 15:16, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." Job said in Job 23:12, "Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food." So, you're in good company along with some mighty men of God who loved and longed for the Word of God. It is the Word of God that teaches us about the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord himself said in John 5:39, "Search the Scripture, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." I encourage you to search the Word of God to find Christ. When you do this, knowledge will come. Don't read the Scriptures as an academic endeavor. Read the Scriptures as one who is hungering for words to live by, hungering to know his Savior better. There is a danger in a head knowledge without a heartfelt longing for the Lord. 1 Corinthians 8:1 tells us that knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. 1 Corinthians 2:13 says, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God which ye heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." It's so critical to understand that the Bible is the word of God. It doesn't contain the word of God, it is the word of God. For proper learning, we must realize that the Bible is the divinely inspired word of God to us. 2 Peter 1:21 tells us, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." Realizing that the Bible is the divinely inspired word of God, we must read it in dependence on the Lord to open its riches to us. It is said of the Lord Jesus in Luke 24:45 that, "Open he their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures." So, before you read the Bible, pray. Ask the Lord to help you understand His Word. Ask Him to reveal Himself to you in His Word. And it's so important that you read God's Word on a daily basis. Just as a young baby constantly needs to feed on milk, so we need to constantly feed on the Word of God. 1 Peter 2:2-3 says, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby, if so be that ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious." Having read God's Word is so important to let the Word of God do its work in your heart and life. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Let the Word dwell in you richly. Let it become a part of you. As the psalmist said in Psalm 119:11, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." Take God's word into your heart and let it truly become a part of you.